This is Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. You can get content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record, edit, and file audio reports no matter where you are, out and about. That way they can be instantly heard by your fans and your followers on social media. Audioboom's daily download automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone every morning, so that even if you're offline, for example when you're commuting, you can still listen. Rain Summit Europe was this week at the Royal Institution in London. About 250 people gathered to hear Rhys Hughes of the BBC deliver a keynote address and 16 special presentations about streaming audio and the advertising ecosystem which surrounds it. Rain Summits are the leading knowledge and networking events of the online audio industry, and the next one is Rain Summit West, April 17th in Las Vegas. Super early bird pricing is in effect now. Go to rainnews.com and click Summits. Several new music apps were launched recently. YouTube has launched its new standalone music app, YouTube Music, which was once just a section of the general YouTube site. It's now available as a free download on both the iOS App Store and Google Play. This is one of the musical offerings with a premium experience that's lumped into YouTube Red. That is also a subscription service for all of YouTube that was released recently. Although anyone can use the YouTube Music app for free, those who have Red membership will get an ad-free experience to music and other perks such as offline listening. The release of YouTube Music completes Google's music suite of products, and the launch of these things transpired over a long 2-year period since the news broke that Google would focus YouTube on music to some extent. The whole thing has three components: YouTube Red, which offers an ad-free version of YouTube, YouTube Music, which carves out the music videos, and Google All Access, which is the non-video music subscription service that competes with Apple Music. It's all rather complicated. One thing to keep in mind is that if you subscribe to All Access, you get YouTube Music in the deal. Will users pay up? Well, time will tell, assuming that Google releases those figures eventually. YouTube has an active audience numbering over 1 billion users, so converting 1% of them to subscribers would result in a fairly impressive 10 million people, about half the number of paying users that Spotify has. When is a pre-1972 recording not a pre-1972 recording, and in which courts? Those are the questions to which CBS Radio has proposed answers in its recent argument against liability in a California case brought by ABS Entertainment. It's one of a cluster of pre-1972 cases which have been brought this year against radio and Pure Play Music Services because of a loophole in U.S. federal copyright law. That loophole fails to protect recordings produced before February 15, 1972. Market leaders Pandora and SiriusXM have both created settlements in these lawsuits that indemnify them from playing pre-1972 oldies in the next year, in Pandora's case, and in the next 2 years, in the case of SiriusXM. But CBS Radio is still in court, and the network's argument in a motion filed this week to dismiss the case represents a new line of defense never heard before. And this is how it appears in a filed document. I quote, "CBS does not play vinyl sound recordings. In fact, every song CBS has played in the last 4 years has been a post-1972 digital sound recording that has been reissued or remastered." That's the end of the quote. In other words, it's not the songs which are in question, but the audio waveforms. If this startling argument is successfully argued in court, it could change lines of examination in other pre-1972 cases. 2 weeks ago, this program reported that Spotify had removed the entire Victory Records catalog from its service over a music licensing and royalty dispute. Now, Spotify has put Victory Records catalog back up for streaming on its service. The music was removed after highly publicized allegations that the streaming platform owed royalties to the indie label and its publishing arm. Victory's founder, Tony Brumell, said that the issue has been resolved, but there are no details of the settlement. Podcasting platform Spreaker has debuted a new app for curated podcast listening and is marketing it as the first radio-like mobile podcast listening app on Android. It's called Spreaker Podcast Radio. The Spreaker Podcast Radio app allows users to build their own playlists or to delve into channels with programming chosen by Spreaker's team and by guest partners. It's also a showcase for content created with the Spreaker Studio app, which was released just a few weeks ago. All the shows made in that program are available for listening. Thanks to outside partnerships, tens of thousands of shows not hosted by Spreaker will also be available on this platform. The app has offline listening and features for commenting and chatting with other listeners and hosts. Spreaker Podcast Radio reminds us of Swell, a podcast listening app that was acquired by Apple and immediately shut down. And another new app, this one from iHeartRadio. It's called iHeartRadio Family, and it's targeted as a wholesome listening platform for kids between 4 and 11 years old. It has kid-friendly music from today's pop performers and from the stars of shows on Nickelodeon, Disney, and PBS. The app also has a colorful and easy-to-use interface that kids can engage with. iHeartMedia partnered on this project with Build-A-Bear Workshop, a well-known children's toy brand that will, naturally, host its own branded radio station on the app. Wait, yet another app? Yes, as rumored, Apple has put Apple Music into Android. Apple Music has arrived on the Google Play Store in beta form. That means Apple's big foray into streaming music is now available for Android device owners. Most of the core functions are kept in the app, although music video has not yet made the transition into the Android version. The subscriptions will cost the same amount as on Apple's iOS platform. That's $9.99 a month or $14.99 for family sharing. However, the new Android accounts will first be able to experience a 3-month free trial. In Apple's own mobile platform, that trial period gave the company 6.5 million subscribers after the first 3 months. And that's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting good new shows that you like to listen to without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music can all be heard on SoundCloud. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.